Shalom Aleichem, good morning everyone. It's Tuesday morning. Chav Dalid, Sivan, Tavshin, Peivav. I want to share with you what I share with my Kehila on Shabbos, Parshas Baloischa. I know it's Tuesday already, and usually I try to post what I said on Shabbos, either Sunday or Monday sometimes, but it was Loistaya Milsa, and Baruch Hashem, hopefully Bez Hashem, able to share with you today. In Parshas Baloischa, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Chayvav, who is his father-in-law Yisroi, Vayomer Moshe l'Chayvav ben Rula mejani choise Moshe, noisim anachnu l'amokem asher omar Hashem oisoi aten lachem. We're traveling to the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to give to us. L'chay itanu, come with us, ve'itavnu lach, and we'll do good things with you. Ki Hashem diber teva Yisrael. Vayomer Eilav, Yisrael answers, lo yeilech, I'm not coming with you. Ki melarti velemati melati eilech. I'm going to go to my land, my birthplace. Vayomer Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I'll not tazoy v'sanu, don't leave us. Ki alkein yodata chayneseinu ba'midbar, you know our camping in the midbar. V'yisalonu le'inayim, which means, and you were for us for einayim, says Rashi. V'ya kiseleich imanu, and if you're going to come with us, v'ya teva asheish, heitiv Hashem, imanu v'etavnu lach. And the tov that Hashem is going to give us, we will give with you. We will give to you. So the Chasam Sofer here is very bothered by many of the details of these psukim. Number one, he says, he calls these psukim mamish kimechutzrei havana. Very hard to understand. First of all, we understand Moshe Rabbeinu says, come with us. So Yisrael could answer, lo yeilech. Why does he have to say, ki malarti velo milati? Why is he saying where he's going to go? Just, I'm not coming. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, Zloshana, please, above Akasha, please come with us. Like, why is he begging? Why is he begging that Yisrael should come with him? What's chaneseinu ba-midbar? You knew our camping in the midbar. Like, what does that have to do with anything? And then again, he repeats, v'ya kisei lechimanu, when you're going to come, v'ya toi v'hu ashehitiv ha-shemanu v'etavnu lach. He already said that in the first pasuk, come with us, v'etavnu lach, yeshem dibar toi v'yisrael. So before we get to the words of the Chasam Sofer, I want to give a hakdama. We've said other times that Reb Chaim Volozhiner, quoted by his son Reb Itzel, in the Hakdama to Nefesh HaChayim, Reb Itzel writes, my father would rebuke me, that he saw I wasn't sharing in the pain of someone else. And these were his words constantly to me. You want to know what a person is? A person was not created for himself. A person was created to help others. As much as he could find in his strength to do, a person was not created for himself. He was created to help other people. That was what Reb Chaim Volozhiner, says Reb Itzel, this is what my father would tell me constantly, that this is why a person was created. I gave a shiur recently on two of the Talmidim Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Nachlas David and the Mishkanes Yaakov. And the Mishkanes Yaakov and his Akdama, Reb Yaakov Mikarlin, the Brisker Rav was asked, I said in the shiur, I think on the Nachlas David, Biskrov was asked, we have very little Torah from Chaim Volozhiner, it's a Pella. Davia Yeshivas, as he's called. We have very little Torah, a few tshuvas here or there, a few little bits here or there, okay, the Nefesh HaChayim, but Torah, Lemaisa, and in Gemara, we have very little from him. And the Biskrov supposedly said, I think it's brought in Davia Yeshivas, that he said, as long as we have the Nachlas David and the Mishkas Yaakov, and I remember saying that earlier, order, I think the Mishkas Yaakov was older, then that's all we need. That shows who he was, and that's his Torah. So the Mishkas Yaakov in his Akdama, he says, anything Hashem bestowed on a person, it's right for him to help other people. Whether it's physical things, whether it's in spiritual things. person was created to be mashpia to others. When you know Reb Chaim V'loshiner's Loshin, Lelatzmei Niver Rak Lohel Lachrini, and you see his Talmud writes, Lechach Noitzar, Lashpia Luzulasai, you hear Reb Chaim V'loshiner's words. And with that he says that the Mishnah in Ava says, Im Lamata Torah Harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, Al Tachzik Tevel Atzmecha, Ki Lechach Noitzarta. He says the Mefarshim explains, Al Tachzik Teva, that means, don't keep it to yourself. If you learned a lot of Torah, don't keep it to yourself. Ki lekach neitzarta. That's what you were created for, to give over to others. And he says, Ulai, that's what Hillel said. Imein ani li mili, shani la'atzmi mani. When it comes to a person's own shleimus, can't rely on others. Imein ani li me, if I don't take care of myself, mili, who's going to help me shteik? Uch shani la'atzmi, but once I've grown, if I'm going to keep it all to myself, ma'ani. What was the point? Ki shleimus ha'adam be'tiva l'zulasai. A person shleimus is when he helps other people. This is the legacy of Reb Chaim V'loshiner. Little Torah did he leave over for us. He left over the Messiah. Avi ha'yeshivas. What did he leave for us? He left up with the legacy. He left us with the legacy that a person was not created for himself. Loi la'atzmei nivra, rak lohiya lachrin. That, says Reb Chaim V'loshiner, is what a person was created for. Now let's see the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer takes it one step further. And Stama calls a nichnas b'divrei Reb Chaim V'loshiner. Chassam Sefer says, Echad me'atayves HaKadosh Baruch Hu mischasei demoise ritzoino. One of the tayves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does b'chesed with oise ritzoino, with Klal Yisrael, who she is akeyu le'etiv lachrini, is that he gives them the schus to be able to help others. Says the Chassam Sefer, it's not only like Reb Chaim V'loshiner says, an achrayus and a responsibility, ki lekach noitzarta. It's a privilege to be able to help others. It's a chesed from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he gives a person the chance and the ability to help other people. Echad mehatoivos shehakadosh baruch hu mischaseh demoyse ritzoinai. And he refers to this a few times. Later on, in a different piece, he says, not echad ha-toivis, he says a lashon, ki ikar ha-tavosan shal Yisrael, shi yativu lachrini. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the schus to help others. And zakt the Chassam Sefer, u'kafi oisa ha-tava shekabla acheirim mimanu. And according to the taiva that someone else receives from us or from you, kifi kein yisrabe tavosan shal ha-metiv. So it's Nisrabe, the toiva of the meitiv. Meaning to say, when I do chasadim and I do toivas for others, it's a toiva for myself. And it's not just a toiva for myself because I grow through it and so on and so forth. The fact that I have the ability to help others to such a degree means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me that toiva. And that's a hatava that I'm receiving to be able to help others. And the more I can help others, the more the hatava is to me. The more they're mekabel, the better it is for me. And like the Mishkan Es Yaakov said, it's not only in Ruchnias, in Gashmias as well. It's a chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. It's a privilege. It's an opportunity. It is who we are. Klal Yisrael, one of our simonim, our goyim lechasodim. That's who we are. And when we have the ability to live who we're supposed to be, that's a chesed from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's Hashem giving us the opportunity to fulfill our potential as Klal Yisrael. Echad me'atoivoi she'akadosh baruch hu mischased im oise ritzoinoi hu she'izakeyu lehetev lachrini. So with that, Chassam Sefer says such a beautiful pshat in the psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yisroi, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, come ve'hitavnu lach. Yisroi understood, like the Pasha Pshat, we're going to have a land, there's going to be fruits, there's going to be so much to enjoy there, and we're going to share it with you. We're going to share it with you, ve'hitavnu lach. So Yisroi said to himself, listen, I'm very happy to get those taivas, but there's a journey to get there. You got to travel there, then it's going to be conquering. There's a whole journey. I don't need to be on the journey. I want the hatov at the end. So therefore he says, I'm not coming with you on the journey. I'm going back home. And what's going to happen when I go back home? When you finally get to Eretz Yisrael and you're ready to share with me all the Geshmaka stuff in Eretz Yisrael, you'll call me and then I'll come. And I'll get the taiva that you want to give me. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, no, you're making a mistake. When I said ve'itavnu loch, I didn't mean only doing taiva to you, el taivas Yisrael. It's a taiva for us, al kain, al na. Please don't leave us. Please. Because it's just not just about you, it's about us. And it's not just about the fruits. You want to skip the journey? Let me explain what the journey is going to be. Ki al kain yodata chaneseinu ba'midbar. Meaning to say, there's going to be a journey. We're going to go through the midbar. We're going to have to conquer the land. There's going to be maridik anisim. There's going to be ashkochas Hashem. There's going to be things that you're going to be able to grow in emun under Rabbeinu Shloilam. Like you said, ato yodata, you came and you heard about Mechemes Amalek, and you heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, and you heard about Matan Torah before, after, whatever it is. Ato yodati, you came to Akara Vayishma Yisrael. You came to the Akara. There's going to be so much more growth in Amunah, in recognizing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Now, if you're in your land, you're going to hear about it. When you hear about it, just like the first time around, I would add, Vayishma Yisrael, yes, you can even become a ger, you're going to come to levels of Amunah. You could hear about it, you're going to grow. And the fact that we're going to send the message is a taiva we're going to do for you. And that's a taiva for us. If you get stronger in your amunah, that's a taiva we gave you, and that's good for us. However, ein adoy mishmiel ri'ya. If you're going to be in your land, and you're going to be, ken yodata chaneseinu bamidbar, you're going to know about it, but you're not going to see it. And when you see something, it makes even a bigger roshim. Seeing the nisim is different than hearing about them. So v'yisalanu le'nayim, if you're going to stay here and be watchers with your eyes, you're going to grow even more in ruchnias. You're going to grow even more in your amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vim taimar, and if you Yisra are going to say, what do we care? How much you grow, whether it's shmiya or riya, whether you're home or whether you're here. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said a mir de kazach. He said, "V'hoyu atayvahu asher yetiv Hashem imanu." You want to know why? Because the taiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do with us. What taiva does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with us? Ve'itav nulach is the ability to do taivas to you. V'hoyu atayvahu asher yetiv Hashem imanu. You want to know the taiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us? Ve'itav nulach is the ability to do taivas for you. And the greater the taivas for you, the greater the taiva is for us. The greater the emunah you come to, the greater the emunah that you come to, the greater the taiva is for us. So it does make a difference to us if you see it or you only hear it. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him. Al kein kaloy chetagdul yidiyoscha es Hashem os tagdul gam kein toivaseinu al kein al na. So we're begging you, al tazoy v'yisonu, don't leave us, because we want to be mashbia to you in the greatest way, because for us, that's the biggest toiva. V'hoya toiva v'ashe yetiv Hashem imonu. You want to know what toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us? V'tav nulach. The ability to do a toiva for you. That says the Chassam Sofer. Is pshat here. And this is a meridical lesson, Rabbi said. We live in a time when people are so self-centered. Everything's about them. The world was always self-centered. But now it's mamish. Everything's about me. And what's right and what's wrong is not dependent on anything other than how I feel. What are my feelings? And so on and so forth. And that's not a yid. That's not what a yid is. A yid, as Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, Lo'ilatz my nivra, rak lo'hoya la'achrini. Kichol asher yimotzei b'koyach la'asos. And the Chassam Sofer tells us that's the greatest chus. It's a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help people. That is how a yid has to live his life. You help your wife. You help your husband. You help your children. You help your family. You help your neighbors. You help your city. You help the world. That's your job, is to look, what can I do for someone else? Rabbi Avraham Birnbaum wrote in the Ated this week a Meiridika article about a lack of midos today. The people aren't being taught, Bochram aren't being taught to think about somebody else. It's all about me. It's all about me. And this causes terrible Shalom Bayis problems and other problems. When we were Bochram, those of my Chaverim who will listen to this year, all we heard, it was knocked into our heads by Maran Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky over and over and over again. It doesn't make a difference. It was Slichas, it was Rosh Hashanah, it was Kol Nidrei. Daf Trachten Vegen Anderen. You have to think about somebody else. It was drilled into us. Turning off a light, turning on a light. You don't walk on grass. You don't walk on yeshiva's grass. He used to show Reb Shmuel that was on the way from the dormitory. He walked up, there was someone else's driveway. He walked up just like the front of the beginning of the driveway, the apron, and then you make a little left onto the sidewalk. There's a little piece there of grass at the corner that's non-existent anymore. Why? One after the next, someone stepped on it. Someone walked on yeshiva's grass to take a shortcut across the grass to get to the dormitory, to get to somewhere. You don't do that. Left chachin vegan andrin. You have to think about someone else. This is what was drilled into our heads in all different eifanim. Why? Because that's the legacy of Davi HaYeshivas, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Loi la'atzmei livra nivra, ela heitav lachrini. And the Chasam Tofer telling us that's a schus. If you have the opportunity to help someone else, it's a chesed Hashem is doing for you. So yes, look around in your life. Let's look around in our lives. Helping our wives, helping our spouses, helping other people. I tried by us and to teach this to the boys. I talked to them in Kalanaram, the father learning, young boys, about going on someone else's grass. Going on someone else's grass. I remember there was once an off Shabbos, and the Bachar went in a certain city, and a Bachar came back, and he was by a Kiddush, and he saw a Rav walk up on the grass up to the front door of the person's house. And Imamish was like, he couldn't believe it. How could a Rav walk on someone else's grass? Because these were things that were in our blood. These were things that are in our blood. You have to think about the yeshiva. Think about the yeshiva's money. Someone else's money. Someone else's feelings. Someone else's sleep. That is what a person was created for. And that is a chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And it's exact opposite of the world at large here. It's exact opposite of what the world today is. Adarava. Adarava. We don't think about anybody else. Think all about ourselves. It's all about me. It's all about me getting ahead. That's not what it is. That's not what Klal Yisrael is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunities. If a person, Taka, looks around and thinks to himself, what could I do for other people? My Shver Zechayin Lebracha, at the end of his life, would say over this Reb Chaim Volozhiner with tears in his eyes, mamish crying. This is what a person is here for. That is what we're here for in this world. When we talk about the Avi HaYeshivas, not taking away from the fact, Torah, 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 Avada. But Torah, Reb Chaim Volozhiner did left over little Torah for us. He left over a legacy of Talmidim, all the yeshivas today. Adirei HaTorah. That's what he left over. But Reb Itzel tells us, you know what he told me? And you read over there, and he talks about it. He used to give a shiur. Go look at Nakdam over there. Grad of this Tempe Shachayim. I got Philadelphia for my high school graduation. Aleph Tammuz, Toshin Nun Gimel, a few years back. But you look what he says, how Reb Chaim Volozhiner, great Reb Chaim Volozhiner, used to teach Pashut Chumash to people, so on and so forth. That's how he lived his life. That's the legacy of Avi HaYeshivas. That's who we are as a Klal Yisrael. And if we would just open our eyes, how to be mative to other people, what we could do for somebody else, how we could prevent somebody else from being hurt, how we could help somebody else. And that somebody else starts at home, starts with our family. And even if we're doing it anyways, if you think about what you're doing, kavana what you're doing it, I want to help somebody. Not doing it because this is what you do. I want to help someone. It's a whole different feeling for everyone. It's a whole different shtagging for everyone. It's a whole different way of recognizing what we're created for and the toiva that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives with us, with the oisei ritzoinai, she is akeyu lahitiv achrini. Have a wonderful day, everybody. And cultivate.